Hey, hey, Eddie Ingles. Eddie Ingles. Yeah. In the building. Watch your ankles. Got any touchdowns? At that high point. Naughty talk.
At that high three. Point.
At that high point. At that high point. Hey. That's what's up, man. Y'all already know what time it is. Naughty talk back in the building, man. We got Eddie and Senegal and this boy. This boy out here, man, catching touchdowns, man. He gonna do it big in this widespread offense. UTEP University, y'all already know. Make sure y'all stay tuned for this next upcoming season. College football is gonna be crazy, man. I can't wait to see him. And shout out to Marcus Jenkins. Up and coming, cornerback, lockdown. We can't wait to see them boys competing on the field, man. That's gonna be good, man, to see y'all do y'all thing, man. I just wanted to.
And we definitely gonna need an update on that.
I didn't want to mute it. What you say that?
We definitely gonna need an update.
Oh yeah, we definitely gonna need updates in between the seasons, Eddie. So
you know why that game?
We're gonna be paying attention to those stats. We didn't even get stats from you. I didn't think we got stats.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
You said all American.
Yeah, man.
Said all American. So
and I'm trying to speak that into existence, man. 14 touchdowns. Trying to have over 1,200 yards.
That's doable, really? Though.
14 yeah. touchdowns.
That's doable.
1,200 yards.
Especially in the spread, that's man.
That's my goal. That sounds like the quarterback needs to target you a few times.
Because, I mean, he was your favorite target in high school.
How would you like, how many touches or catches you like to average a game?
I think six.
Six.
That's nice, though. Yeah. He's
being generous. Being generous.
No, because if you get a good yak.
In his mind, he wanted to probably say like 8 to 10.
That would be amazing. But, you know, realistically, probably six.
How do you feel that you can get yourself in a position to get more touches coming up into spring practice? Like, what is your message to the coaches right now that you want to get more touches, that you saying to them, hey, I'm your guy that's going to – put the ball in my hand when we need the 5 yards.
Throw it to me.
Put the ball in my hand when we need the 7 yards. Or put the ball in my hand when we need to go down the field and make the big plays.
I think right now is getting the plays. We didn't got a lot of plays.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as soon as I get the plays.
Or from the new scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be able to excel because I think, you know, God willing, the talent is there. I mean, I think they see the athleticism. And I definitely think I'm
Look like you got a little bigger from high school.
So I've been doing a couple pushups.
Yeah, you've been doing some pushups. You've been doing your setup. Yeah, okay.
A little
push-ups. Chin ups. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man, just getting the plays and coming to practice every day, just working hard. I think that'll really show them.
What's your 40?
40, probably, I want to say like a 4.49 is realistically. I think
are you looking to improve that?
Definitely, but I think my game speed is faster than my 40 time.
Absolutely. I think all everybody's game speed is, because you ain't really all that fast.
But then you see me in the past, it's like
you know, I see you out running people, and I'm like,
yeah,
right, yeah.
You like using that spin move too.
I know, a little bit.
I'm gonna need you to be careful with that, man. Because I just feel like you're gonna spin into a Mack truck one day. You know what I'm saying?
I be trying to put them in a blender.
Even playing basketball.
Yeah.
Love that spin move.
Okay, it does look like a basketball spin move. And that's why I'm like, Eddie, you kind of tall, man, to be spinning, man.
Spinning like that,
I mean, just work on that quick jab step back. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but he did hit him with one in that, I forgot what game it was. It's on your highlight film when you hit him with that.
Oh, yeah, that's the La Tech game.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little package.
Oh, yeah, you got highlight film on YouTube. All the naughty listeners, definitely go check out his highlight film. What's the YouTube page?
Just Eddie Senegal. You just Google wide receiver Eddie Senegal.
Spell it out for the people, man. Because you know some of our listeners, man. We had a hard time in grammar school.
Hey, Eddie E D D I E space Senegal S I N E G A L 21.
He hit y'all with that space.
Space. You gotta space it, man.
Space, damn it. All right,
space it.
Sometimes we want space. Goddamn it. Okay. So that's what's up, man. Go check out those highlights on YouTube. He doing his thing, man. Hopefully, we're going to get some more highlights. And, yeah, we looking forward to that, man. So, we want to jump back into the entertainment side of everything. I want to talk about Nicki Minaj and your boy Tory Lanez, man. What's up with them, man? Like,
I just
let me, okay, so for all those that don't know, Nicki Minaj is supposed to be on Tory Lanez's new album that just dropped. I don't even know the name of that album. I forgot. I'm slipping, y'all. Man, it's my bad. But it's a dope. Actually, I got one of the songs.
Memories Don't
Die. Memories Don't Die. That's right. It's a really dope album. Yeah. B.I.D. is one of my favorite songs on there. I'm not just, you know, talking about the album because for a segment, I actually do listen to the music. It is hot. It is really dope.
He played me a couple tracks this morning.
Yeah, B.I.D. goes really hard. I might give y'all a little bit of taste of that, a little loop of that. I can't play y'all that much of that, but I'm going to give y'all a little taste of that in a minute here. But Nicki Minaj was supposed to be on the album. She's not. Tory Lanez came out and spoke on why she's not on the album. Apparently that he texted her when he received a verse for one of the songs, and I guess he said that he wasn't trying to come off a certain way, but I guess it was interpreted like that because it was through text message, and I guess he was trying to tell her like he wanted to critique something on her verse, and she didn't like that and was just like, nigga, just take my verse off of it. It's not that serious. And that's why she's not on the album. And, you know, he was really respectable about it. He was like, he's paying a homage, you know, all that, bigging her up, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he also mentioned that he wasn't trying to disrespect her. My thing is, do y'all feel like Nicki Minaj was just, like, in her stuck-up queenness?
Being a female?
Yeah.
That's basically what you're trying to say?
Well, not even being a female, like, just being, like, because it's been reports that she can be
overly emotional.
Yeah, or like, I don't even want to say a drama queen. There we go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think she was just like, and the real reason I want to ask this is because Nicki Minaj is in a situation right now where I feel like her career, as far as like holding the queen of rap title, is kind of still, is on a dangle.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Dwindle.
It's like, it's like the scales are starting to tip that if someone steps up, you know, I'm not saying there is someone out there right now, but if there is someone that could come and step up with the consistency, you know what I'm saying,
which
and put down
the
body of work.
I don't think nobody could either.
She well, did like 7-8 years. I don't see nobody doing that.
And she just
and it was and it was legit 7-8 years. It wasn't no.
I mean,
but do y'all think? Well, before we go into that, do y'all think Nicki Minaj should have just? And then it's not her song. It is his album.
True.
You know what I'm saying? What do you think?
I mean, I look at it kind of like this, like, from both perspectives, I think Nicki's like Kobe. Like, if you're Kobe and
you ain't telling me nothing.
Look, if you're
Lonzo,
Kobe, yeah, and you Lonzo,
yeah,
and you like, hey, bro, I want you to do this better. Somebody like Kobe gonna be like, I'm straight on your advice.
Yeah,
like, I'm good.
Like I'm
not
good.
Like, yeah, like I'm just good on your advice. That's why I see it from like how things could have got misconstrued. Like, man, I'm doing you a favor. Like, they're in different points in their careers. Like, that would have been hard.
Well,
she
wasn't doing him a favor. I don't think she was doing him a favor. I'm pretty sure he had to pay her for it.
Yeah, but
you know
I'm sure he got his money back.
Of course he got his money back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, like, it's my album. It's my song.
I want it done
I'm
the way I want
you,
it.
I'm paying you
the way
for
I
a
want.
Service.
Yeah.
It's not like, if you was doing it for the free, then, hey, I'm going to take it. You Nicki Minaj.
Right.
Your name still holds a lot of value, but... And if, you know what I'm saying, maybe he should have called. Like, I think a lot of things should be handled through text message in the first place.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of things can be misinterpreted. But I think Nicki was just being a bitch, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was
being a bitch. I mean, she could have been. I mean, there's definitely, you know, a possibility that she was just, you know what I'm saying, trying to throw her weight around.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like he said, that is true. Like I'm Kobe, nigga. You Lonzo.
Relax.
Yeah.
Like, just accept what
ain't finna be in no pick and roll.
Yeah, I don't
like,
want to switch.
I
feel like, man, I'm not switching my verse. If you don't like it, cool. I don't think she was being anything. I think...
Now, hold on. Now, what if the song was misinterpreted from Nicki and he was just trying to tell her, like, hey... I can see how you thought the song was about this, but this is really what I was going for. And then she just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, be lazy and be like, look, Safari ain't here no more. I can't give you another one.
Not Safari.
What about that? You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you don't like that. Because
Savari's lame to me. I think he's weak.
I mean, he's weak performing his own bars and lyrics, but he's behind most of her beginning body of work.
Was he trying to sound like Lil Wayne?
Who?
Safari, yeah. Or what? That's what Nicki rap like. With the punchline.
I mean, he also came out and said, I never wrote a full song or verse for Nicki. He also said that. But I do think Nicki was just like,
you don't need it when you get punchlines.
I'm saying. I think she was just like, look, this is what it is. If you don't want it, I'm too busy to change it.
Word.
I can respect that.
She could have been busy. So, so if you don't like it, just take it up. And I think the song's with Shooter. And that's one of my favorite songs. So I wish she would have been on it. I think that would have been hard.
I think Nicki dope, honestly.
Me too.
I think she was dope when she first came out. Lately, I haven't been too impressed by what she's done.
You like her on that Motorsport.
It's decent. I think I like the beat because it's got a good rock to it more than anything else. I just think I want to hear more from Nicki. You know what I'm saying? Without no features. I don't want to hear nobody else
bigging up her singles. But yeah,
She's good on... Yeah, she's always great on features. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what she kills.
But normally her albums don't really have features, though. Normally her albums don't.
No, they don't. But I want to see what this new album that she's planning on coming out. I'm pretty sure it's going to do numbers because
she got the fan base.
Yeah. It's Beyonce. She has the company behind her. You know what I'm saying? They're a machine, so they're going to make sure.
It's like Beyonce. Beyonce can put out a nursery rhyme album, and boy, the Beehive going to be on it.
Yeah, well, I think Beyonce is on a totally different level than Nicki.
Well, yeah, but I'm just talking about the level of fan craze.
She up there.
Like, Nicki fans are crazy.
But Beyonce not a rapper.
Yeah.
Even though she can rap.
She spit. But she can. Yeah. I think if Beyonce came out today right now and said, I'm going to just go ahead and start rapping from now on, I'm not even singing, she going to corner the market on that.
Well, people going to think Jay-Z writing her lyrics, too.
Yeah, of course. Everybody's going to... There's always going to be the story behind what they think.
I'm not listening to that.
Oh, you will.
I'm not listening to that. Nah, I don't even like Beyonce.
You know what?
I like Beyonce. I wouldn't expect you to listen to it.
Beyonce
hard, though.
The Beehive is... Definitely.
The Beehive is going to be in full effect.
And trust me, if Beyonce come out and start spitting, yes, she's going to have to get some help. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't she? She got one of the best that done it.
Yeah.
But she's going to be working with some of the hottest producers.
Everybody's going to want to work with her.
So it's going to be almost impossible to flop. You feel me?
That's true.
So
she could never flop.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't think she
to put
flop.
Nicki Minaj on Beyonce's level, because Nicki Minaj can't come out and say,
no, but I'm
going to just
level
start singing.
Crazy her fans.
No, I think they're on the same level in their field.
Yeah.
Well,
Beyonce,
I think all
the best
fans
in
are crazy.
The game.
I don't know, bro.
Beyonce the best in the game in the R&B field. You agree?
I think she's just the best in the game with females, period.
I don't
in the rap
Beyonce.
Game, because it's too different.
I don't like Beyonce.
Nicki Minaj is on top.
I don't like Beyonce. Or Jay-Z.
If anybody haven't heard Grand yet, he does not like Beyonce.
I do not like Beyonce.
Let's give it up for Grand. I'm not like
Beyonce. Now I'm going to have the Beehive at me.
Yeah, you definitely. You better not. Well, you can say it out loud, because they probably might not hear this. But if you go on Twitter talking that, boy, you might as well delete that account.
Everything go down on Twitter, boy.
They will start showing up at previous addresses. They be everywhere, yo. So, I hope that, you know what I'm saying, everybody go out and check out that new Tory Lanez. That album is super dope. It's crazy. Yeah. I'm banging that all this season right now. So, in other news that we got, your boy Cheeks Boss Man ran up on Mr. Shad Moss.
Why did they get your boy like that?
And flatlined him. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about straight flatline, my man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was up with that? They said that he stole on Bow Wow because he was associated.
He's talking about Future.
He's talking about Future.
What a Future is.
I don't know what he said about Future. Why would Bow Wow be talking about Future anyway?
Because all these Atlanta Knicks started.
Maybe Sierra. You know,
More clout chasing, fellas?
You know, they
is this
both
another clout?
They both used to date Sierra, so that probably can't be.
Well, from you asked Sierra.
It didn't happen like that, though, huh?
Yeah, you asked Sierra. Sierra's like, Bow Wow, you know what I'm saying, was soft. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't giving them no cakes. And then that's when she got, like, with 50. And,
50
you
know, beat the life up.
Yeah, 50 kind of, like, beat, like you said, beef the life up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But the way she... I mean, I believe that was what previous reports was, like, way back in the day. Like, Bow Wow and Sierra was kind of, like, more like a love, a fling.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for show.
He was still young, too. So that was so long ago.
I don't think... Well, I mean, it would be stupid for him to have some beef with Future.
I think he said something about one of Future's artists.
Okay.
Future. And then that was one of his boys, and they came.
And we came and...
Man, what's up with his name, though?
I don't know. Oh, what was his name?
I was like, what's up with his name?
Cheeks
his name?
Boss Man.
Cheeks Boss Man.
Yeah, I don't... Why he call himself Cheeks Boss Man?
That's kind of weird.
Like, I would have been scared, too, if Cheeks Boss Man came around the corner... And he attacked me. Look, yeah, I'm scared for my cheeks.
Look, Bow Wow put it on his daughter. It ain't happened like that. It happened in that video. Man. But Bow Wow always trolling. I think he know what he doing.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Figure it out.
Publicity stunt.
Yeah, he's going to figure it out.
He know what he's doing.
He's trying to trend. Just like Soulja Boy. All these lame rappers back in the day, they always try to sell the resources.
Soulja Boy. You don't rap with Soulja Boy? Right. I think he's talented.
I like Soulja Boy. I think he's talented too as an artist.
Come on, bro.
I mean, not as an artist, but sure. As an engineer, as a beat maker.
As an artist too.
Like, he's talented, but.
As an artist, he's amazing. He put out some hard stuff.
He has a few tracks, bro. We're not going to start saying amazing, man. I don't know about all that, dog. Like,
so you ain't cranking that Soulja Boy, man? Come on, man.
What's Soulja Boy?
Crank that. So you talk you was talking about the new Soulja Boy who kind
of I like more of the new Soulja Boy than the older one. I was never a big fan of the kids rocking, was doing
all them dances. He was
I know that was like
we in the dance wave too.
Everything is hitting, but even back then.
Before he kind of put us in the dance,
that is true.
The dance,
baggy clothes.
Well, he brought that thing to the scene where like people can start getting dances for their songs.
Yeah, that's what
I give him that. He did change the game with that. But I mean, the music game is what have you done for me lately? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And so, all he talk about now is Drake.
I feel like Soulja Boy should have been smarter because of the veteranness that he had in the game. He should have just continued the tour. Continue to venture off to TV, get rid of some of the tattoos, clean up the look. Because what I saw from Soulja Boy is that white people liked him.
Yeah.
White people liked him. He's corny.
Yeah.
He was corny. He was wearing the baggy clothes with the bapernay.
Skinny.
The glasses.
Yeah, looking like a...
You know, and he dances. You know, that's what they want. They want us to dance and entertain. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's up to our own, self pride and how much we gonna do.
Yeah.
But one thing I did see is that white people liked him. They stopped rocking with him when he wanted to go get like
Big Soldier.
Yeah, when he wanted to become Big Soldier with the Draco.
He had to do that.
Why did he have to do that?
Because that's where the wave went. We just now kind of got back on the dancing wave again. Let me ask you this.
No, you didn't. You know why I'm gonna disagree with you on that, Big Dog? And this is the only reason I disagree with you on that. Let me say one person, Nick Cannon.
Right.
Nick Cannon. So you can damn near put him in the same category. Nick Cannon came out as a rapper artist slash kind of actor, right?
Right.
He was corny as hell. Right. But what did he do? He focused more on the TV side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He kept his act clean. Right. White people liked him. Mm-hmm. Now look at this dude. He's now look at Wildin' Out. Wildin' Out is like way different. You know what I'm saying?
He still raps and it's very bad.
Yeah, he's still very bad.
It's terrible.
But what I'm saying is, I think Soulja Boy should have stood back and looked at it like you don't have to be Big Soulja. Mm. I think he was doing things around his entourage, the people around him, to portray a personality that he probably didn't really want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, when you in this entertainment business, I feel like you got to make a decision between the people that you hang around and. What type of brand that you trying to embrace?
Because
if you're trying to chase a certain brand and the people that you keep around you are not with that, if they're not about this brand or they're not like, because even like you can have some gangster killer niggas around you, you feel me?
Right.
And they can be like, check it out, bro. We going to be here because we rock with you day one. You know what I'm saying? But that right there, that's you going to have to handle that. And we're going to have to stay back because we're going to tarnish that.
Yeah. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Let me counter that because, man, the big shirt, baggy tee, glasses writing, that way was hard. Mm-hmm. But then, remember when everybody started switching to the skinnies?
Yeah, and
started
jerking. I remember that.
Started jerking and stuff.
That was me.
You can't still be in the big shirts.
Wearing Vans.
Like, people didn't want to see that. It was played out. So well, Soulja Boy and that Soulja, image got his played lyrics out.
Wasn't,
it's
true.
It's not like, he but, wasn't but I'm saying, nothing. It's not like he was lyrically so raw that right. He had to feel like he, okay, I got to keep up.
Yeah, you got to keep up with the...
I think Soulja made more money producing tracks for artists and writing.
I still think he getting his money though.
Yeah, he getting his money.
So that's what I'm saying.
He did a little TV. He did Love and Hip Hop.
Why not say okay? You gotta like everybody can't be a rapper.
I don't think he can. You can't stay the same. Like he couldn't stay that image. Like
you gotta,
no. I wasn't saying stay Soulja Boy the dancer, but I was saying don't become Big Soulja because now because nobody's buying it. Because at the end of the day,
that's because he done told too many lies.
You only Big Soulja to us, to our eyes. But to the people that's in your inner circle and the other ones that see you on a regular because they bump shoulders with the same people that you bump shoulders with, and they be like, Big Soulja.
I think they just started doing that because of how he been acting. I think he's always been kind of hood. Like he still had that, like, I don't think people is discrediting him. They discredit him as Big Soulja because
I don't know what you mean when you say he's kind of hood. I just saying like I think Soulja Boy. If I was Soulja Boy, I'm gonna look at reality. I know my raps. Like I come out with a few hot songs here and there. And after Crank That Soulja Boy.
Man, he had all of them. It's too
and then
many
he had a, really he had a few other hits after that.
Yeah.
Once his hit stock, once that wave died that down for that, and the other wave came in, and he knew he couldn't really keep up with that.
Yeah.
Soulja didn't really jump back on the wave until the trap wave came, like what they call the mumble rap. Yeah. That's when he came
and social media. And social media.
You know
media.
What I'm saying?
The social media era.
Social media era. Yeah. But he was already dictating the social media era. Because he was killing MySpace.
And that's the same as Plot. But see, that portion of social media wasn't all that great. Yeah. MySpace, that top... Now we're talking about
Facebook,
Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter.
Well, he was
Vine,
killing YouTube, though, too.
He was killing YouTube, though, too, bro.
Oh, true. When YouTube first dropped, Soulja Boy was... Vines. He was YouTube's
but it's like Plot. Just like I was telling you about Plot. Like, a lot of people outside of Florida... Didn't even know anything about Plies.
Speaking
but
of
when social media came around, boom, now it's a platform that anybody can see.
Bruh, speaking of the YouTube, right there, I'd have been like, okay, man, these cats tune in to everything I'm doing. Just like they were, you know who Rive I think he was trying to follow?
Who?
And like create, like keep going? Your boy Lil B. Lil B created his own buzz by... Doing all these music videos.
By trending.
They're trending constantly, making these stupid ass songs with crazy ass hooks.
Putting people on curses.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? And that's how, and everybody was like, who is this dude? But they were steadily clicking on him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like Soulja Boy was trying to go down that route. And then when the trap era came, he came Big Soulja with the Draco. And then when nobody buying it.
I hit him.
And now,
like, yeah,
the people with that write the checks. They weren't rocking with him no more because they was like, we not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what we want to go with it. You know what I mean?
I feel it.
Because he got on, and then he gets on social media, and then he's saying stupid shit. I'm a pop, you know, I'm a kid. And then he's doing it against cats
but
that are rocking with the big guys that's writing the checks.
But I think he got his money off of that, too.
That's his persona, though. He got to ride that wave.
Yeah.
He got to ride that wave.
I think he's a smart businessman as well, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, when he started doing that, I think now he was on his own. It's really independent.
Well, I think he just was trying to trend.
Like, you independent.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, too. Because, you know, now the only way to get noticed is to be trending.
That's what we
either you got a trending tweet. Either you got a trending tweet or... You know,
that's how you get put on Twitter. That's why it's just like, you don't understand why J. Prince Jr. would do it. Like, why? But why not?
Yeah, why
not?
You
want to trend? You want to get more known? Yeah, he known in his hood in Houston.
I'm trying to be worldwide.
You know what? If I see something that happens, I'll give it a month. I'll give him a whole full month. If I see something else that pops up with him in the next month, then I'll give y'all some credit on that one.
Wow.
And that's a lot of rope.
He's gonna be giving us credit, bro. Why?
Yeah. What do you got? Well, who are you gonna press? Unless Tekashi come back to Houston and go to the same spot, which I doubt he's gonna do that. I don't know. But hey, man, we still in this boy, man. We got some more to talk about, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. This is Naughty Talk. We got Eddie Senegal in the building.
Still here.
He's still here. He rocking, man. Man, Grin, you good?
I'm straight.
You Skriznate? We ain't got like Drewski.
Man, I'm good.
I'm good. Man, y'all stay tuned, man. We're going to have more for y'all. This is Naughty Talk.